Two households, both alike in dignity, in fair Verona, where we lay our scene, from ancient grudge break to new mutiny, where civil blood makes civil hands unclean. From forth the fatal loins of these two foes, a pair of star-crossed lovers take their life, whose misadventured piteous overthrows doth with their death bury their parents' strife. The two rival families are the Capulets and the Montagues. Juliet is the daughter of Lord and Lady Capulet.
Remembered me, thou hearest our counsel.
Yes.
Thou knowest my daughter's of a pretty age.
Faith, I can tell her age unto an hour. Come Lammas Eve at night shall she be 14. Susan and she, God rest all Christian souls, were of an age. Well, Susan is with God. She was too good for me. But as I said, on Lammas Eve at night shall she be 14. That shall she marry. I remember it well. 'Tis since the earthquake now, 11 years, and she was weaned. I never shall forget it, of all the days of the year upon that day, for I had then laid wormwood to my doubt, sitting in the sun under the dove house wall. My lord and you were then at Mantua. Nay, I do bear a brain. But as I said, when it did taste the wormwood on the nipple of my dug, and felt it bitter, pretty fool, to see it tetchy and fall out with the dug. Shake, quoth the dove house. 'Twas no need I trow to bid me trudge. And since that time it is 11 years. For then she could stand high low. Nay, by the root, she could have run and waddled all about. For even the day before she broke her brow. And then my husband, God be with his soul, he was a merry man, took up the child. Yea, quoth he, dost thou fall upon thy face? Thou wilt fall backward when thou hast more wit. Wilt thou not, you? And by me, Holidam, the pretty wretch left crying and said, aye. See now how a jest shall come about. I warrant it I should live 1,000 years, I never should forget it. Wilt thou not, Jewel, quoth he, and pity fool it stinted and said, aye.
And stint thou too, I pray thee, nurse, say aye.
In peace I have done. God mark thee to his grace. Thou wast the prettiest babe that e'er I nursed. And I might live to see thee married once I have my wish.
Marry, that marry is the very theme I came to talk of. Tell me, daughter Juliet, how stands your disposition to be married?
'Tis an honour that I dream not of.
An honour? Were not I thine only nurse, I would say thou hadst sucked wisdom from thy teat.
Well, think of marriage now. Younger than you, here in Verona, ladies of esteem are made already mothers. By my count, I was your mother much upon these years that you are now a maid. Thus then, in brief, the valiant Paris seeks you for his love.
A man, young lady. Lady, such a man has all the world. Why, he's a man of wax.
Verona's summer hath not such a flower.
Nay, he's a flower, in faith, a very flower.
What say you? Can you love the gentleman? This night you shall behold him at our feast. Speak briefly. Can you like of Paris, love?
I'll look to like, if looking liking move. But no more deep will I endart mine eye than your consent gives strength to make it fly.
Madam! Madam, the guests have come. Supper served up, you called, my young lady asked for, the nurse cursed in the pantry, and everything in extremity. I must hence to wait. I beseech you, follow straight.
We follow thee. Juliet, the county stays.
Go, girl. Seek happy nights to happy days.
Lord Capulet gives a masked ball. Romeo, son of Lord Montague, is persuaded by his friends Mercutio and Benvolio to go to it uninvited.
Give me a torch. I am not for this ambling. Being but heavy, I will bear the light.
Nay, gentle Romeo, we must have you dance.
Oh, not I, Mercutio. You have dancing shoes with nimble soles. I have a soul of lead so stakes me to the ground I cannot move.
Oh. Come, we bear daylight home.
Nay, that's not so.
I mean, sir, in delay, we waste our lights in vain like lights by day.
We mean well in going to this mask, but 'tis no wit to go.
Why, may one ask?
I dreamt a dream tonight.
And so did I.
Well, what was yours?
The dreamers often lie.
In bed asleep, while they do dream things true.
Oh, then I see Queen Mab hath been with you.
Queen Mab? What's she?
She is the fairies. Midwife. And she comes in shape no bigger than an agate stone and the forefinger of an alderman drawn with a team of little atomies as they lie asleep. Her chariot is an empty hazelnut made by the joiner squirrel, old grub, time out of mind, the fairy's coachmakers. Her wagon spokes of long spinner's legs, the cover of the wings of grasshoppers. Her traces of the moonshine's watery beams, her colours of the smallest spider web, her whip of cricket's bone, the lash of film, her wagon a small grey-coated gnat, not half as big as a round little worm pricked from the lazy finger of a maid. And in this state she gallops night by night through lovers' brains, and then they dream of love. Or courtiers' knees that dream on curtsies straight, or lawyers' fingers who straight dream on fees, or ladies' lips who straight on kisses dream, which oft the angry mab with blisters breaks because their breaths with sweetmeats tainted are. Sometimes she gallops o'er a courtier's nose and then dreams he of smelling out a suit. And sometime comes she with a tithe pig's tail, ticking a parson's nose as he lies asleep, then dreams he of another benefice. Sometime she drives o'er a soldier's neck, and then dreams he of cutting foreign throats, of breeches, ambuscados, Spanish blades, of health 5 fathom deep. And then anon drums in his ear, at which he starts and wakes, and being thus frightened, swears a prayer or two and sleeps again. This is that very mab that plats the manes of horses in the night and bakes the elf locks and foul sluttish hairs which once entangled much misfortune bodes. This is the hag when maids lie on their backs that presses them and learns them first to bear, making them women of good to carry it. This is she.
Peace, Mercutio, peace, thou talk'st of nothing.
True. I talk of dreams, which are the children of an idle brain, begot of nothing but vain fantasy, which is as thin of substance as the air, and more inconstant than the wind, who woos even now the frozen bosom of the north, and being angered, puffs away from thence, turning his side to the dew-dropping south.
This wind you talk of blows us from ourselves. Supper is done, and we shall come too late.
I fear too early, for my mind misgives. Some consequence yet hanging in the stars shall bitterly begin his fearful date with this night's revels and expire the term of a despised life closed in my breast by some vile forfeit of untimely death. Then he that hath the steerage of my course direct my sail. On, lusty gentlemen!
Strike what drum!
Welcome, gentlemen! Ladies that have their toes unplagued with corns will walk about with you. My mistresses, which of you all will now deny to dance? She that makes dainty, she elsewhere hath corns. Am I come near you now? Welcome, gentlemen. I've seen the day that I have worn a visor and could tell a whispering tale in a fair lady's ear, such as would please. Oh, tis gone. Oh, you're welcome, gentlemen. Come, musicians, play. A hall. Give room and foot it, girl. What lady is that which doth enrich the hand of yonder knight?
I know not, sir.
She doth teach the torches to burn bright. It seems she hangs upon the cheek of night as a rich jewel in an Ethiop's ear. Beauty too rich for use, for earth too dear. So shows a snowy dove trooping with crows as yonder lady o'er her fellows shows. The measure done, I'll watch her place of stand, and touching hers make blessed my rude hand. Did my heart love till now forswear its sight, for I ne'er saw true beauty till this night.
This by his voice should be a Montague. Fetch me my rapier, boy. What dares the slave come hither, covered with an antique face, to fleer and scorn at our solemnity? Now, by the stock and honor of my kin, to strike him dead, I hold another sin.
Why, how now, Tybalt? Wherefore storm you so?
Uncle, this is a Montague, our foe, a villain that is hither come in spite to scorn at our solemnity this night.
Young Romeo, is it?
It is he, that villain Romeo.
Now, content thee, gentle cast, let him alone. I bears him like a portly gentleman. And to say truth, Verona brags of him to be a virtuous and well-governed youth. I would not, for the wealth of all this town, here in my house, do him disparagement.
I'll not endure him!
He shall be endured! What, goodman boy, I say, he shall. Go to! Am I the master here, or you? Go to! You not endure him? God mend my soul! You'll make a mutiny among my guests, you'll set cock! I hope you'll be the man!
Why, uncle, 'tis a shame!
Go to! You're a saucy boy, so indeed. This trick may chance to scathe you. I know what. You must contrary me. You're a princox. Go! Oh, what cheer in my heart!
Patience. The force with willful colour meeting makes my flesh tremble in their different greeting. I will withdraw, but this intrusion shall now seeming sweet convert to bitterest gall.
If I profane with my unworthiest hand this holy shrine, the gentle pain is this. My lips, two blushing pilgrims, ready stand to smooth that rough touch with a tender kiss.
Good pilgrim, you do wrong your hand too much, which mannerly devotion shows in this. For saints have hands that pilgrims' hands do touch, and palm to palm is holy palmer's kiss.
Have not saints' lips and holy palmer's too?
Aye, pilgrim, lips that they must use in prayer.
Then, dear saint, let lips do what hands do. They pray. Grant thou, lest faith turn to despair.
Saints do not move, though grant for prayer's sake.
Then move not while my prayer's effect I take. Thus from my lips by thine my sin is purged.
Then have my lips the sin that they have took.
Sin from my lips? O trespass sweetly urged, give me my sin again.
You kiss by the book.
Madam, your mother craves a word with you.
I come.
What is her mother?
Mary Batchelor. Her mother is the lady of the house. And a good lady, and a wise and virtuous. I nursed her daughter that you talked with all. I tell you, he that can lay hold of her shall have the chinks.
Is she a Capulet? Oh, dear account, my life is my foe's debt.
Away, the garden, the sport is at the best.
Aye, so I fear. The more is my unrest.
Nay, gentlemen, prepare not to be calm. We have a trifling, foolish banquet to us. I seem so. Oh, why, I thank you all. I thank you, honest gentlemen. Good night. Come on, horses here. Come on, lift the bed.
I'll to my rest.
Come hither, nurse. What is yon gentleman?
His name is Romeo, and a Montague, only son of your great enemy.
My only love sprung from my only hate. Too early seen unknown, and known too late. Prodigious birth of love it is to me, that I must love a loathed enemy.
What's this?
A rhyme I learned even now of one I danced with old
Juliet. Anon. Come, let's away. The strangers all are gone.
Can I go forward when my heart is here? Turn back, dull earth, and find thy center out. But soft, what light through yonder window breaks? It is the east, and Juliet is the sun. Arise, fair sun, and kill the envious moon, who is already sick and pale with grief, that thou, her maid, art far more fair than she. Be not her maid, since she is envious. Her vestal livery is but sick and green, and none but fools do wear it. Cast it off. It is my lady. Oh, it is my love. Oh, that she knew she were. She speaks it. She says nothing. What of that? Her eye discourses. I will answer it. I am too bold. It is not to me she speaks. Two of the fairest stars in all some business to entreat her eyes to twinkle in their spheres till they return. What if her eyes were there, they in her head? The brightness of her cheek would shame those stars as daylight doth a lamp. Her eyes in heaven would through the airy region stream so bright that birds would sing and think it were not night.
leans her cheek upon her hand. Oh, that I were a glove upon that hand, that I might touch that cheek.
Ay me.
She speaks. Oh, speak again, bright angel, for thou art as glorious to this night being o'er my head as is a winged messenger of heaven unto the white upturned wondering eyes of mortals that fall back to gaze on him when he bestrides the lazy pace clouds and sails upon the bosom of the air.
Oh, Romeo. Romeo, wherefore art thou Romeo? Deny thy father and refuse thy name. Or if thou wilt not, be but sworn, my love, and I'll no longer be a Capulet.
Shall I hear more, or shall I speak at this?
'Tis but thy name that is my enemy. Thou art thyself, though not a Montague. Oh, be some other name. What's Montague? It is nor hand, nor foot, nor arm, nor face, nor any part belonging to a man. What's in a name? That which we call a rose by any other name would smell as sweet. So Romeo would, were he not Romeo called, retain that dear perfection which he owes without that title. Romeo, doff thy name, and for thy name which is no part of thee, take all myself.
I take thee at thy word. Call me but love, and I'll be new baptized. Henceforth I never will be Romeo.
What man art thou that thus bescreened in night, so stumblest on my counsel?
By a name, I know not how to tell thee who I am. My name, dear saint, is hateful to myself because it is an enemy to thee. Had I it written, I would tear the word.
My ears have yet not drunk 100 words of thy tongue's uttering, yet I know the sound. Art thou not Romeo? And a Montague?
Neither, fair maid, if either thee dislike.
How camest thou hither? Tell me, and wherefore? The orchard walls are high and hard to climb, and the place death, considering who thou art, if any of my kinsmen find thee here.
With love's light wings did I o'erperch these walls, for stony limits cannot hold love out, and what love can do, that dares love attempt. Therefore thy kinsmen are led to me.
If they do see thee, they will murder me.
Alack, there lies more peril in thine eyes than 20 of their swords. Look thou but sweet, and I am proof against their enmity.
I would not for the world they saw thee here.
I have knight's cloak to hide me from their eyes. And but thou love me, let them find me here. My life were better ended by their hate than death prorogued, wanting of thy love.
By whose direction foundst thou out this place?
By love, that first did prompt me to inquire. He lent me counsel, and I lent him eyes. I am no pilot, yet wert thou as far as that vast shore washed with the farthest sea, I would adventure for such merchandise.
Thou knowest the mask of night is on my face. Else would a maiden blush bepaint my cheek for that which thou hast heard me speak tonight. Fain would I dwell on form, fain deny what I have spoke. But farewell, compliment. Dost thou love me? I know thou wilt say I. And I will take thy word. Yet if thou swearest, thou mayst prove false. At lovers' perjuries, they say Jove laughs. Oh, gentle Romeo, if thou dost love, pronounce it faithfully. Or if thou think'st I am too quickly won, I'll frown and be perverse and say thee nay, so thou wilt woo. What else? Not for the world. In truth, fair Montague, I am too fond. And therefore thou mayst think my havior light, but trust me, gentlemen, I'll prove more true than those that have more cunning to be strange. I should have been more strange, I must confess, but that thou overheardst ere I was ware my true love passion. Therefore pardon me, and not impute this yielding to light love, which the dark night hath so discovered.
Lady, by yonder blessed moon, I vow that tips with silver all these fruit trees.
Oh, swear not by the moon, the constant moon that monthly changes in her circled orb, lest that thy love prove likewise variable.
What shall I swear by?
Do not swear at all. Or, if thou wilt, swear by thy gracious self, which is the god of my idolatry, and I'll believe thee.
If my heart still long.
Well, do not swear. Although I joy in thee, I have no joy of this contract tonight. It is too rash, too unadvised, too rotten, too like the lightning which hath ceased to be ere one can say it lightens. Sweet, good night. This bud of love by summer's ripening breath may prove a beauteous flower when next we meet. good night. Good night. As sweet repose and rest come to thy heart as that within my breast.
Oh, wilt thou leave me so unsatisfied?
Satisfaction canst thou have tonight.
The exchange of thy love's faithful vow for mine.
I gave thee mine before thou didst request it. And yet I would it were to give again.
Wouldst thou withdraw it? For what purpose, love?
But to be frank and give it thee again. And yet I wish for the thing I have. My bounty is as boundless as the sea. My love is deep. The more I give to thee, the more I have. For both are infinite. I hear some noise within, dear love. Adieu.
Julia.
Anon, good nurse. Sweet Montague, be true. Stay but a little, I will come again.
Oh, blessed, blessed night. I am afeard, being a knight, all this is but a dream, too flattering, sweet to be substantial.
Three words, dear Romeo, and good night indeed. If that thy bent of love be honorable, thy purpose marriage, send me word tomorrow by one that I'll procure to come to thee, where and what time thou wilt perform the rite, and all my fortunes at thy foot I'll lay, and follow thee, my lord, throughout the world.
Madam?
I come anon, but if thou meet'st not well, I do beseech thee.
Madam?
By and by I come to cease thy suit and leave me to my grief. Tomorrow will I send.
So thrive my soul.
A thousand times, good night.
Oh, a thousand times the worse to want thy light. Love goes toward love as schoolboys from their books, but love from love toward school with heavy looks.
St. Romeo. St. Oh, for a falconer's voice to lure this tasseled gentle back again. Bondage is hoarse and may not speak aloud, else would I tear the cave where Echo lies and make her airy tongue more hoarse than mine with repetition of my Romeo.
It is my soul that calls upon my name. How silver sweet sound lovers' tongues by night, like softest music to attending ears.
Romeo.
Juliet.
What o'clock tomorrow shall I send to thee?
By the hour of nine.
I will not fail. 'Tis 20 years till then. I have forgot why I did call thee back.
Let me stand here till I remember it.
I shall forget to have thee still stand there, remembering how I love thy company.
And I'll still stay to have thee still forget, forgetting any other home but this.
It is almost morning. I would have thee gone, and yet no farther than a wanton's bird that lets it hop a little from her hand like a poor prisoner in his twisted gyves, and with a silk thread plucks it back again, so loving jealous of his liberty.
Why would I were thy bird?
Oh, sweet, so would I. Yet I should kill thee with much cherishing. Good night. Good night. Parting is such sweet sorrow that I shall say good night till it be morrow.
Sleep dwell upon thine eyes, peace in thy breast. Would I were sleep and peace so sweet to rest. Hence will I to my ghostly father sell, his help to crave, and my dear hap to tell.
Struck nine when I did send the nurse. In half an hour she promised to return. Perchance she cannot meet him. That's not so. Oh, she is lame. Love's heralds should be thoughts which 10 times faster glides than the sun's beams, driving back shadows over lowering hills. Therefore do nimble pinioned doves draw love, and therefore hath the wind swift Cupid wings. Now is the sun upon the highmost hill of this day's journey, and from 9 till 12 is 3 long hours, yet she is not come. Had she affections and warm youthful blood, she would be swift in motion as a ball. My words would bandy her to my sweet love, and his to me.
But old folks, many fain as they were dead, unwieldy, slow, heavy, and pale as lead. Oh, God, she comes. Oh, honey, nurse, what news hast thou yet with him?
Hi, Errol Berry, give me leave a while. Fie, how my bones ache. What a jaunt have I.
I would thou hadst my bones and I thy news. Nay, come, I pray thee, speak. Good goodness, speak.
Please you, what haste? Can you not stay a while? Do you not see that I am out of breath?
How art thou out of breath when thou hast breath to see me that thou art out of breath?
Lord, how my head aches. What a head have I. It beats as it would fall in 20 pieces. My back. Oh, t'other side. Oh, my back, my back. Issue your heart for sending me about to catch my death with jaunting up and down.
In faith, I am sorry that thou art not well. Sweet, sweet, sweet nurse, tell me what says my love.
Your love says, like an honest gentleman, and a courteous and a kind, and a handsome, and I warrant a virtuous. Where is your mother?
Where is my mother? Why, she is within. Where should she be? How oddly thou repliest. Your love says, like an honest gentleman, where is your mother?
Oh, God, lady dear, are you so hot? Marry, come up, I trow. Is this the poultice for my aching bones? Henceforward, do your messages yourself.
Oh, here's such a coil. Come, what says Romeo?
Have you got leave to go to shrift today?
I have.
Then hie you hence to Friar Lawrence's cell. There stays a husband to make you a wife. Now comes the wanton blood up in your cheeks. They'll be in scarlet straight at any news. Hie you to church. I must another way, to fetch a ladder, by the which your love must climb a bird's nest soon when it is dark. I am the drudge and toil in your delight, but you shall bear the burden soon at night. Go, hie to dinner. Hie you to the cell.
High to high fortune. Honest nurse, farewell!
I pray thee, good Mercutio, let's retire. The day is hot, the capitals are abroad. And if we meet, we shall not scape a brawl, for now these hot days is the mad blood stirring.
Benvolio, thou art like one of these fellows that when he enters the confines of a tavern, claps me his sword upon the table and says, God send me no need of thee. And by the operation of the second cup, draws him on the drawer when indeed there is no need.
Am I like such a fellow?
Come, come, thou art as hot a jack in thy mood as any in Italy. And as soon moved to be moody, and as soon moody to be moved.
Hit by my head! Here comes the Capulets!
By my heel, I care not.
Follow me close, for I will speak to them. Gentlemen, good den. A word with one of you.
But one word with one of us, Tybalt. Couple it with something. Make it a word and a blow.
You shall find me apt enough to that, sir, and you will give me occasion.
Could you not take some occasion without giving?
Mercutio. Thou consortst with Romeo.
Consorts? Oh, dost thou make us minstrels? Thou make minstrels of us look to hear nothing but discords. Here's my fiddlestick, here's that shall make you dance. Zounds, consort!
We talk here in the public haunt of men. Either withdraw to some private place and reason coldly of your grievances, or else depart. Here all eyes gaze on us.
Men's eyes were made to look and let them gaze. I will not budge for no man's pleasure, I.
Well, peace be with you, sir. Here comes my man.
But I hang, sir, if he wears your livery.
Romeo, the love I bear thee can afford no better term than this. Thou art a villain.
Tybalt, the reason that I have to love thee doth much excuse the appertaining rage to such a greeting. Villain am I none. Therefore, farewell, I see thou knowest me not.
Boy, this shall not excuse the injuries that thou hast done me. Therefore, turn and draw!
I do protest, I never injured thee, but love thee better than thou canst devise till thou shalt know the reason of my love. And so, good Capulet, which name I tender as dearly as mine own, be satisfied.
Oh, come, dishonorable, vile submission.
Tybalt! You rat-catcher, will you walk?
What wouldst thou have with me?
Good king of cats, nothing but one of your nine lives. That I mean to make bold withal, and as you shall use me hereafter, dry beat the rest of the eight.
You pluck your sword out of his pilcher by the ears. Make haste, lest mine be about your ears, there'll be out.
I am for you!
Gentle Mercutio, put thy rapier up.
Come, sir, you're for Sodom.
Draw, Benvolio, beat down their weapons. Gentlemen, for shame, forbear this outrage. Deborah, Mercutio, the prince expressly has forbid this standing in Verona streets. Hold on, Gentlemen. Good Mercutio! Hey! Away, away, away.
I'm hurt. A plague of both your houses. I'm sped. Is he gone and hath nothing?
What? Art thou hurt?
Aye, a scratch. Nay, it is enough. Where's my page?
Govill and fetch a surgeon.
Courage, man. The hurt cannot be much.
It is not so deep as a well, nor so wide as a church door, but it is enough. It will serve. Ask for me tomorrow, and you shall find me a grave, man. I'm peppered, I warrant, for this world. A plague of both your houses. Zoons, a dog, a rat, a mouse, a cat to scratch a man to death, a braggart, a rogue, a villain that fights by the book of arithmetic. Why the devil came in between us? I was hurt under your arm.
He thought all for the best.
Oh, help me into some house, Benvolio, or I shall faint. A plague above the houses. Have made worms meet in me. I have it, and soundly, too. Your house.
This gentleman, the prince's near ally, my very friend, hath got this mortal hurt in my behalf. My reputation stained with Tybalt's slander. Tybalt, that an hour hath been my cousin. Oh, sweet Juliet, thy beauty hath made me effeminate, and in my temper softened valor's steel.
Oh, Romeo! Romeo!
Brave Mercutio is dead. That gallant spirit hath aspired the clouds which too untimely here did scorn the earth.
This day's black fate on more days doth depend. This but begins the woe others must end.
Here comes the furious Tybalt back again.
Again, in triumph and Mercutio slain. Away to heaven, respective lenity and fire-eyed fury be my conduct now. Now, Tybalt! Take the villain back again that late thou gavest me, for Mercutio's soul is but a little way above our heads, staying for thine to keep him company. Either thou or I or both must go with him.
Thou wretched boy that didst consort him here, shout with him hence!
Romeo, away, be gone! The citizens are up and Tybalt slain. Stand not amazed! The prince will doom thee death if thou art taken. Hence, be gone, away!
Oh, I am fortune's fool!
Why dost thou stay?
Gallop apace, you fiery-footed steeds, towards Phoebus' lodging. Such a wagoner as Phaeton would whip you to the west and bring in cloudy night immediately. Spread thy close curtain, love-performing night, that runaway's eyes may wink and Romeo leap to these arms. Untalked of and unseen. Lovers can see to do their amorous rites by their own beauties. Or if love be blind, it best agrees with night. Come, civil knight, thou sober-suited matron all in black, and learn me how to lose a winning match played for a pair of stainless maidenhoods. Hood my unmanned blood, baiting in my cheeks with thy black mantle, till strange love, grown bold, think true love acted simple modesty. Come, knight. Come, Romeo. Come, thou day in night. For thou wilt lie upon the wings of night, whiter than snow upon a raven's back. Come, gentle knight. Come, loving, black-browed knight. Give me my Romeo. And when he shall die, take him and cut him out in little stars, and he will make the face of heaven so fine that all the world will be in love with night and pay no worship to the garish sun. Oh, I have bought the mansion of a love, but not possessed it, and though I am sold, not yet enjoyed. So tedious is this day, as is the night before some festival to an impatient child that hath new robes and may not wear them. Oh, here comes my nurse. and she brings news, and every tongue that speaks but Romeo's name speaks heavenly eloquence. Now, nurse, what news? What hast thou there? The cords that Romeo bid thee fetch?
Aye, aye, the cords.
Aye me, what news? Why dost thou wring thy hands?
Ah, well-a-day. He's dead, he's dead, he's dead.
Can heaven be so envious?
Romeo can, though heaven cannot. Oh, Romeo, Romeo, whoever would have thought it, Romeo!
What devil art thou that dost torment me thus?
I saw the wound, I saw it with mine eyes, God save the mark, here on his manly breast.
Oh, break my heart. Poor Bancroft, break at once. To prison eyes ne'er look on liberty. Vile earth to earth resign, end motion here. And thou and Romeo press one heavy bier.
Oh, courteous Tybalt, honest gentleman, that ever I should live to see thee dead.
What storm is this that blows so contrary? Is Romeo slaughtered and is Tybalt dead? My dearest cousin and my dearer lord.
Tybalt is gone and Romeo banished. Romeo that killed him, he is banished.
Oh, God. Did Romeo's hand shed Tybalt's blood?
It did, alas a day, it did.
Oh, serpent heart, hid with a flowering face. Oh, that deceit should dwell in such a gorgeous palace.
Shame come to Romeo.
Blistered be thy tongue for such a wish.
What?
He was not born to shame. Upon his brow, shame is a shame to sit. For 'tis a throne where honor may be crowned sole monarch of the universal earth. Oh, what a beast was I to chide at him.
Will you speak well of him that killed your cousin?
Shall I speak ill of him that is my husband? Ah, poor my lord. What tongue shall smooth thy name when I, thy 3 hours' wife, have mangled it? My husband lives, that Tybalt would have slain. And Tybalt's dead that would have slain my husband. All this is comfort. Wherefore weep I then? Some word there was, worse than Tybalt's death, that murdered me. I would forget it fain, but oh, it presses to my memory like damned guilty deeds to sinners' minds. Tybalt is dead, and Romeo banished. Romeo is banished. To speak that word is father, mother, Tybalt, Romeo, Juliet, all slain, all dead. Romeo is banished. Take up those cords. Poor ropes, you are beguiled, both you and I. For Romeo is exiled. He made you for a highway to my bed. But I a maid die maiden widowed. Come, cords, come, nurse. I'll to my wedding bed. And death not Romeo take my maidenhead.
Hie to your chamber. I'll find Romeo to comfort you. I wot well where he is. Hark ye, your Romeo will be here at night. I'll to him. He is hid at Lawrence's cell.
Oh, find him. Give this ring to my true knight and bid him come to take his last farewell. Be gone. It is not yet near day. It was the nightingale and not the lark that pierced the fearful hollow of thine ear. Nightly she sings on yon pomegranate tree. Believe me, love, it was the nightingale.
It was the lark, the herald of the morn, no nightingale. Look, love, what envious streaks do lace the severing clouds in yonder east. Night's candles are burnt out and jocund day stands tiptoe on the misty mountain. I must be gone and live or stay and die.
Yond light is not daylight, I know it, I. It is some meteor that the sun exhaled to be to thee this night a torchbearer and light thee on thy way to Mantua. Therefore stay yet. Thou needst not to be gone.
Let me be ta'en, let me be put to death. I am content, so thou wilt have it so. I'll say yon grey is not the morning's eye. 'Tis but the pale reflex of Cynthia's brow. Nor that is not the lark whose notes do beat the vaulty heaven so high above our heads. I have more care to stay than will to go. Come death, and welcome Juliet wills it so. How is it, my soul? Let's talk, it is not day.
It is, it is. I hence be gone away. It is the lark that sings so out of tune, straining harsh discords and unpleasing sharps. Some say the lark makes sweet division. This doth not so, for she divideth us. Some say the lark and loathed toad changed eyes. Oh, now I would they had changed voices too, since arm from arm that voice doth us affray, hunting thee hence with hunts up to the day. Oh, now be gone. More light and light it grows.
More light and light, more dark and dark our world.
Madam.
Nurse?
Your lady mother is coming to your chamber. The day is broke. Beware and look about.
Then, window, let day in and let life out.
Farewell. Farewell. One kiss and I'll descend.
Art thou gone so? Love, Lord, I, husband, friend, I must hear from thee every day in the hour, for in a minute there are many days. Oh, by this count I shall be much in years ere I again behold my Romeo.
Farewell. I will omit no opportunity that may convey my greetings, love, to thee.
Oh, thinkst thou we shall ever meet again?
I doubt it not, and all these woes shall serve for sweet discourses in our times to come.
Oh, God, I have an ill-divining soul. Methinks I see thee, now thou art so low, as one dead in the bottom of a tomb. Either my eyesight fails, or thou look'st pale.
And trust me, love, in my eyes so do you. Dry sorrow drinks our blood. Adieu. Adieu.
Oh, daughter, are you up?
Who is that calls?
Why, how now, Juliet?
Madam, I am not well.
Evermore weeping for your cousin's death? What, wilt thou wash him from his grave with tears? And if thou couldst, thou couldst not make him live. But now I'll tell thee joyful tidings, girl.
And joy comes well in such a needy time. What are they, I beseech your ladyship?
Well, well, thou hast a careful father, child, one who, to put thee from thy heaviness, hath sorted out a sudden day of joy that thou expect'st not, nor I look not for.
Madam, in happy time, what day is that?
Marry, my child, early next Thursday morn, the gallant, young, and noble gentleman, the county Paris at St. Peter's Church, shall happily make thee there a joyful bride.
Now, by St. Peter's Church, and Peter too, he shall not make me there a joyful bride. I wonder at this haste that I must wed ere he that should be husband comes to woo. I pray you tell my lord and father, madam, I will not marry yet. And when I do, I swear it shall be Romeo, whom you know I hate, rather than Paris. These are news indeed.
Juliet seeks the advice of Friar Lawrence. He gives her a potion distilled from herbs which will make her seem to be dead. He tells her to drink it the night before her marriage to Paris. Meantime, the friar promises to send for Romeo, who will come to her as she lies in the Capulet family vault and take her away with him to Mantua.
Gentle nurse, I pray thee leave me to myself tonight, for I have need of many orisons to move the heavens to smile upon my state, which well thou knowest is cross and full of sin.
Good night. Get thee to bed and rest, for thou hast need.
Farewell. God knows when we shall meet again. I have a faint cold fear thrills through my veins that almost freezes up the heat of life. I'll call her back again to comfort me. Nurse? should she do here? My dismal scene I needs must act alone. Come, Vile. What if this mixture do not work at all? Shall I be married then tomorrow morning? No, this dagger shall forbid it. Lie thou there. What if it be a poison which the friar subtly hath ministered to have me dead? Lest in this marriage he should be dishonored because he married me before to Romeo. I fear it is. And yet, methinks it should not, for he hath still been tried a holy man. How if, when I'm laid into the tomb, I wake before the time that Romeo come to redeem me? Oh, there's a fearful point. Shall I not then be stifled in the vault, to whose foul mouth no healthsome air breathes in, and there die strangled ere my Romeo comes? Oh, if I live, is it not very like the horrible conceit of death and night, together with the terror of the place? As in a vault, an ancient receptacle where for this many hundred years the bones of all my buried ancestors are packed, where bloody Tybalt yet but green in earth lies festering in his shroud, where, as they say, at some hours in the night, spirits resort. Alack, alack, is it not like that I so early waking? What with loathsome spells and shrieks like mandrakes torn out of the earth, that living mortals hearing them run mad? Oh, if I wake, shall I not be distraught, environed with all these hideous fears, and madly play with my forefather's joints, and pluck the mangled Tybalt from his shroud, and in this rage with some great kinsman's bones with a club, dash out my desperate brains? Oh, look! Methinks I see my cousin's ghost seeking out Romeo, that did spit his body upon a rapier's point. Stay, Tybalt, stay! Romeo, I come. This do I drink to thee.
Friar Lawrence's letter to Romeo goes astray, but Romeo hears of Juliet's supposed death. He obtains a bottle of poison and hastens to Verona, to the Capulet tomb, determined to die beside Juliet.
Thou detestable Moor, thou womb of death, gorged with the dearest morsel of the earth, thus I enforce thy rotten jaws to open. And in despite, I'll cram thee with more food.
Stop thy unhallowed toil, vile Montague. Condemned villain, I do apprehend thee. Obey and go with me, for thou must die.
I must indeed, and therefore came I hither. Good gentle youth, tempt not a desperate man. Fly hence and leave me. I beseech thee, youth, put not another sin upon my head by urging me to fury. Oh, my God!
I do defy thy contradiction and apprehend thee for a felon here.
Wilt thou provoke me, then have at thee,
boy! Both! Oh, I'm slain. If thou be merciful, open the tomb. Lay me with Juliet.
In faith I will. Let me peruse this face. Cusio's kinsman, noble County Paris. I'll bury thee in a triumphant grave. A grave? Oh, no. A lantern slaughtered youth. For here lies Juliet, and her beauty makes this vault a feasting presence full of light. Dead lie thou there by a dead man interred. How oft, when men are at the point of death, have they been merry, which their keepers call a lightning before death. Oh, how may I call this a lightning? Oh, my love, my wife. Death that hath sucked the honey of thy breath hath had no power yet upon thy beauty. Thou art not conquered. Beauty's ensign yet is crimson in thy lips and in thy cheeks, and death's pale flag is not advanced there. Tybalt, liest thou there in thy bloody sheet? Oh, what more favor can I do to thee than with that hand that cut thy youth in twain to sunder his that was thine enemy? Forgive me, cousin. Ah, dear Juliet.
Why art thou yet so fair? Shall I believe that unsubstantial death is amorous, and that the lean, abhorred monster keeps thee here in dark to be his paramour? For fear of that, I still will stay with thee, and never from this palace of dim night depart again. Here, here will I remain with worms that are thy chambermaids. Oh, here will I set up my everlasting rest, and shake the yoke of inauspicious stars from this world-wearied flesh. Eyes, look your last. Arms, take your last embrace, and lips. Oh, you, the doors of breath, seal with a righteous kiss a dateless bargain to engrossing death. Come, bitter conduct, come, unsavory guide. Thou desperate pilot, now at once run on the dashing rocks thy seasick, weary bark. Here's to my love. Oh, true apothecary, thy drugs are quick. Thus, with a kiss, I...
My speed, how oft tonight have my own feet stumbled at graves? Alack, alack, what blood is this which stains the stony entrance of this sepulchre? What mean these masterless and gory swords to lie discolored by this place of peace? Romeo, oh, pale, where's what Paris too, and steeped in blood? What an unkind hour is guilty of this lamentable chance. The lady stars.
Oh, comfortable friar, where is my lord? I do remember well where I should be, and there I am. Where is my Romeo?
I hear some noise, lady. Come from that nest of death, contagion, and unnatural sleep. A greater power than we can contradict hath thwarted our intents. Come, come away. Thy husband in thy bosom there lies dead. I perish too. Come, I'll dispose of thee among a sisterhood of holy nuns. Stay not to question, for the watch is coming. Come, go, good Juliet. I dare no longer stay.
Go, get thee hence, for I will not away. What's here? Closed in my true love's hand. Poison, I see, hath been his timeless end. Oh, churl, drunk all and left no friendly drop to help me after. I will kiss thy lips. Haply some poison yet doth hang on them to make me die with a restorative. Thy lips.
Oh,
warm. Yea, noise. Then I'll be brief. Oh, happy dagger, this is thy sheath. Rest. And let me die.
This is the place there where the torch doth burn.
The ground is bloody. Search about the churchyard. Go, some of you. Were you by...
Through the tragic deaths of Romeo and Juliet, the two families are reconciled.
Where be these enemies? Capulet, Montague. See what a scourge is laid upon your hate, that heaven finds means to kill your joys with love. And I, for winking at your discords too, have lost a brace of kinsmen. All are punished. A glooming peace this morning with it brings. The sun for sorrow will not show his head. Go hence to have more talk of these sad things. Some shall be pardoned and some punished. For never was a story of more woe than this of Juliet.